Welcome to this very first episode of Pramod's podcast, and I am so damn excited today. Excited because of three reasons. Number one, the podcast is on. Number two, I've been waiting for a long time, and when you get something you love to do after a long time, you really enjoy that. And number three, I'm keeping up my commitment to myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am dedicating this particular episode to every human being in this world who is passionate about something. Passion is one of the amazing things God has given us, because when somebody is passionate about doing something, they really put their heart and soul into doing that. And right now I'm putting my heart and soul in recording this particular audio, and I'm literally enjoying it. You know what? In this particular podcast, I'm going to go ahead and talk about a lot of things which keep motivating me. I am a public speaker. I am a communications coach. I'm a soft skills trainer. I interact with a lot of people. I coach people one-on-one, and I also train a lot of, a large audience as well. While I do this, I prepare a lot. While I do this, I learn a lot. While I do this, I learn a lot of things from the audience, and I learn a lot of things from the speakers whom I look up to. And I thought it'll be a great platform to me, in this podcast, wherein I can share all that information which I get to know. I can practice my speaking as well while I do that, because speaking is my passion. I really hope all the content which I go ahead and deliver here will really help you and also help me to grow as a professional speaker. To start with this very first episode, I just wanted to let you know that everybody has a passion. If a person doesn't know what his passion is, the person has to take some action to find that passion. Everybody who knows what their passion is, to keep that passion alive, that person has to take some action again to keep that passion alive. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is one thing which you need to do to go ahead and keep your passion alive and get some amazing, amazing, amazing things to your life, you got to take action to keep your passion alive. You know, if your passion is painting, don't just talk, imagine it about it. Go ahead, pick the paper, take the paintbrush and start painting. If your passion is cycling, don't just discuss about it. Don't just post, some status on Facebook. Don't just keep planning. Go ahead, pick the bicycle and go start riding your bicycle. If your passion is writing an article, don't keep thinking about it. Don't keep talking to people around you. Go pick up the paper, take the pen and start writing the article. Take action, and that's the only way to keep your passion alive. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one thing which is driving me. Taking action is something which keeps your passion ticking. I have wasted a lot of time by just thinking about it and not doing it. It was 5 months till I shot a video for my blog, and I shot it today. Now, when I went back and analyzed why didn't I shoot a video, it was just because I did not take action. I was thinking about, okay, I need to get the content ready. I need to get the right content. I need to ensure that I have the script ready. I need to ensure that script has the messages right. When I kept thinking about it, things didn't happen. When I took action, when I committed myself for the date, when I woke up in the morning and started preparing myself for the video, I started developing the script in the meanwhile. And when I went to the shooting location, I could get things right and the video was ready. So I understood this, that taking action gives you a lot of strength and gets things done. If you just keep planning, just keep thinking, just keep talking about it, does not work. Here is my sincere and humble request to all passionate people in this world. If you want to keep your passion alive, ladies and gentlemen, take action. Take action. With that note, I thank you so much for all your time in listening to this podcast, and I hope you will enjoy the podcast. Thank you very much.